I'm a sound artist, so I'm living in Edinburgh now, but I'm originally from Cornwall, right down the very bottom of Cornwall, next to the sea.
Okay. What is your business that you've just set up?
I just set up a business called Audio Spring, and that creates promotional audio for organisations that have a reliance on volunteers or a public input of some sort. And so I basically make little documentary-type advertising for those organisations, giving us a very rounded view, a particular project or campaign.
Okay, and these audio clips can then be embedded on the websites of the organisations that you're representing?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they either go on their websites, or for the smaller types in particular, they can send them out in emails to gather volunteers. And also I'm able to put them on Leith FM and hopefully some other radio stations. Well, when I was at university, instead of writing essays, I wanted to make audio essays. And so I started making documentaries. And then when I moved up to Edinburgh, I wanted to put them on radio. And I'd also been doing that at my college radio, putting my work on the student radio.
And do you have any designs to do podcasting, or are you already doing that?
I do Audioboo sometimes. I upload things onto Audioboo, but I've not done much podcasting. Well, I've had things which I've podcast, but they're not continuous. It's like a series or anything that I've added to.
Okay, and do you have any particular role models in your business life? Have you got any heroes that you think are particularly inspiring?
Well, I'm currently working for a guy called Julian Treasure, who's a sound consultant for a business called Sound Agency, and they work with big companies such as BA, Marks & Spencer, trying to help them make their sound congruent throughout their business, so in their store and when you call customer support and get the voice that talks to you on the phone, that will fit with their brand image. So he's kind of a... I'm from a really small village down in the very bottom of Cornwall, and I didn't really want to go back there after uni, and my boyfriend is up here doing a master's, so Edinburgh is as good a place as any. So here I am.
Here you are. And how long have you been here now?
On and off since June.
Okay, and have you found any special places so far?
Special places?
In Edinburgh.
This is quite a special place. The melting pot, I've just found it. But I don't know, you have to pay to come here, so...
Yeah, apart from today, it's an open day today, that's why
but
we're
also,
here.
But also, Out of the Blue on Dalmeny Street in Leith is a really good place. They've got lots of artist studios there, which some of them are quite cheap. You can meet a lot of good people there.
Great. And so this weekend, when it's RSPB Birdwatch, you should really be out
in
the garden. Are you?
I'm going to Victoria Park. I'm working with Emily Dodd with Green Elise, and I'm going to be podcasting some of her... I don't know, what she'll be doing, talking about the birds that we see, I guess, and about what people are seeing.
And where will people find you? What's your website called?
My website is www.emmaquayle, which is Quayle.co.uk.
Okay. Thank you, Emma, very much.
Thank you very much.